Say we appreciate being here tonight. Be honest with you, makes me more nervous a lot of times, even here and coming in, and because we are, we get our fleshly thoughts, and I ain't beyond that, because even though we still go through life and we know that God looks at everybody like this, we still have ourselves that looks at people high, this and that, and messages that we've heard and think we got to compare to that, keep up with that, and knowing we don't have to, but we still struggle a lot of times through it. But there are some times where it just crosses a little thought of mine that says, well, when I tell them Randy ain't going to be here, at least they know they're going to get out early. But I struggle with that too. You know, and that's all right. Struggling's fine. Because you're going to do it. That's part of life. But knowing who helps us through our struggle is what makes the difference. The Booth Brothers, I don't know if you just heard one of the new songs that they sang. And I may not get it exactly right, but it says, I would rather be in the storm with Jesus than be on a clear day by myself. You know, because we're always looking for the paths to even out and be easy. And well, I'm going to tell you, it ain't that easy. Now, y'all ain't the ones that makes it hard for me. You know, and well, we're going to read in 2 Kings chapter 7. We're going to read a few verses. And I want to, then I'll tell you what thought that God give me. And if it makes any kind of sense, I didn't like it. I mean, it ain't always keen of what he talks to me and tells me to do. But at the end of everything, if I do what he tells me to, I can see. But when we don't see why or how, or it just don't make sense. You know, I was already trying to figure out something other else, I'll be honest with you, because I don't know where it's going. I just got a thought. A lot of times I've read through some things like here and I guess messed it up a lot of times. But anyway, we're just going to read this and we'll just see where it goes. Y'all get it when I get it. But it says, then Elijah said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Then a lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shalt not eat thereof. That's just all we feel like reading. We know the story on how that God made this happen. You see, God don't always tell us how he's going to make it happen. But if he tells us, Gene, that it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Now we can choose to be part of that happening, or we can choose not to be part of it. But this is the thought that I had that come across when I was reading this. The man of God said what he said, and this fellow said what he said. And you know, after every time that God speaks, somebody has something to say. Everybody has something to say about what God just said. This fella just got through hearing the man of God that they sent to come and see what was going to happen. And the man said, by this time tomorrow, all this is going to happen. It's what God said. But somebody always has got something to say. If God made windows open up in heaven, in other words, just making light of it, making fun of it, disagreeing with it, just had something to say. Somebody's always got something to say. And you know what? It don't matter who says what. What God says still stands. And the person that most of the time has something other to say comes out on the short end of the stick. God was just fixing to provide one of the biggest miracles that He's ever offered to somebody. Working with four leprous men that nobody wants to be around anyway. Couldn't even come in the city. Couldn't even associate with anybody. Fixing to use them to go down to run off the enemy so that they could have everything left for the city the next day. All this is just going to happen overnight. But Elijah told him, I'm going to say it like this. Since you just said what you said, you ain't going to get none of it. We can read through to where it all happened. Said by the time the city come in, rushing in, the fellow was standing there. They just barreled over the gate. The gate fell on him, and he died there in the street. Just because he had something to say. Moses, God spoke to Moses, told him what to tell the people. Then finally one day, Aaron and his sister Miriam says, does God just speak to you only? Why don't He speak to us? They had something to say. So God come on down there and He said, okay, you three come here. And he come out there and God explained it pretty simple to him. When I send a message through the prophet, I'm sending it through him. They said when everything after said and done, said Miriam was white because she had leprosy. She had something to say. She come out on the short end of the stick. Even Moses himself had always made good deals with God, talked to him, said, Lord, take it from her. And the Lord said, nope. Said she just sat outside the gate for the 7 days just like everybody else. Well, for opening up her mouth. Yes, that ain't in her like yet, but that's what she said. That's what he said. Anytime that God speaks, somebody has something to say. Nehemiah decided, because of his heart breaking, that he's going to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. After he got down there, got to work, there's Sanballat down there making fun of him. Another fellow says, even them feeble Jews, whenever they put these walls together, said it'd probably fall if the fox runs across it. Somebody had something to say. Every time that you're doing something for God, somebody's going to say something. But let me give you some of this advice, and I advise my own self on this. So what? If God tells you to go do it, get up and go do it. If He tells you to do it, it's going to work. If you do it exactly how you do it, it's going to work. Undoubtedly, for all them years that Noah was building on the ark, somebody had something to say, I guarantee you, walking down there telling them how crazy that old man was. But it's going to rain. Why you keep building that for? It's going to rain. Somebody has always got something to say. And them somebodies don't never get to get the part of the goodness of God. They come up short every time. Jesus went through a lifetime of doing things, being right in the center of being, what you call that, in the center, like a magnifying glass. Somebody just really microing it, just checking it out every time. Every word He said, tried to get something other. They always had something to say. He told that crippled man that time, he said, Your sins is forgiven. Guess what they said? Whoa, wait a minute. Only God in heaven can forgive sins. And you sitting there saying that? He said, well, okay then. Stand up and walk. He told them one day, he said, now, of whose baptism is John? Is it of man? Well, they was like, well, I don't know about this because they done been over running their mouth. They didn't have nothing to say. But any time, I'm going to tell you this, any time that God tells you to do something, other somebody's going to have something to say. Now, the first person that's going to have something to say is yourself. If you can ever get over this man of telling you how silly that it looks, how that it ain't going to work, and you don't know what you're talking about, and people ain't going to believe you, if you can ever get over this man, you got most of it licked. Because I'm going to tell you this, you have never hindered me from doing something other that God has asked me to do. But I have. Because I've had something to say. I told God before how things wouldn't work. It ain't going to work that way. But if I've got up and I did it, it actually worked better than what I thought it was going to. I'm going to tell you this. This has already worked better than I thought it was going to. Not because of me, other than just being obedient about it, because it didn't make sense to me. But I'm going to tell you, most of these people that had something to say was God's people. And guess what? It still goes on today. Brother Steve, when we're in church, if we have to stand on something other, stand for something other, and stand firm, I'm going to tell you, most time it's your own members that's going to have something to say. You might say, does that go with, yes, it goes for preachers too, I'm going to tell you. You might say, well, I don't know if Randy's ever, I'm going to tell you, Randy has stood back there, shook hands with people that's had something to say sometimes on their way out. And I'm going to tell you this, even if their mouth didn't say it, their face did. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to do like he does, or like anybody else does. Just get up, dust yourself off, keep on doing what God tells you to. Amen. You know, because what's this people use these days? You ain't my boss. I've got a boss. You ain't my boss. And I ain't talking about my wife at home either. I've got a bigger boss. And if our doings ain't to please him, then we're doing in vain. Yeah. If our thoughts ain't what is the best for what the church needs instead of what I think that we need, my train of thought is wrong. But you got to keep doing what God tells you to. But I will promise you this. Somebody will always have something to say. And there's a lot of people that has, I'm going to say this, carried their feelings on their shoulders to where they won't come back to church no more. Just because God had something to say. I'm going to promise you this. I don't sit at home and think of you, Steve, on what I can find to write down or to thought about something other to straighten you personally out. I ain't never. I don't think Randy Jackson, Crafton Dover, or any of them other ones have. I don't know where these things are going. He don't share his business with me. He just said, here's the thought. And my faith didn't happen till I got up here, I'm going to tell you. Because I was still praying for something other else the whole time, thinking, I know I preached this other message one time, and it sounded pretty good. I might go that route. I've done been down that route. It don't work. Because a lot of times I think I've got something to say to him, and I've come up short. So you got to be determined, just like Moses. You got to be determined, just like Elijah. And you got to be determined, just like Nehemiah was, to not only do God's work, but to accomplish it and finish it. This ain't no little sprinting race. Everybody can run a few yards down the road pretty quick. We can't run as far as we used to could, but this ain't no sprint. This is a long distance run. So you might as well just get ready, because it's going to be some uphills. It's going to be some downhills. There's going to be somebody come up beside you that's going to tell you you can't finish this, that you ain't accomplishing nothing. What you are, this right here is better than you. They can preach better. They can testify. They can sing better. It don't matter. That person right up here is going to tell you that every time. But so what? If God tells you to do it, the Spirit's leading you to do it, it'll work. And not only will it work for you, but it'll go do that it's sent out to do. The Bible says that the Word goes out and accomplishes that, and it does not come back void. You might say, well, I've heard messages preached about being born again, and there wasn't nobody born again in that message, in that service. But I'm going to tell you what, that don't mean there wasn't nobody walked out that door convicted, because that's what the Spirit does. It'll convict you before it'll save you. It has to. Because I wasn't lost till I got convicted. So it already accomplished that night before I got saved. And I let it accomplish it whenever I accepted it. But it's done ready. It's going to do that it's sent out to do. But this man here ain't sending it out. It ain't just me, it's Randy. Whoever stands up here, if they're in the Spirit, they ain't the one sending it out to you. But he's going to be the one you're going to talk about and have something to say to. So somebody's always going to have something to say. But let's just stick with the Lord. Do what he tells you to. Be obedient to the Spirit, and you'll be a better person for it. That's what I feel like God's got for me. Appreciate being here. Anybody got anything they'd like to say or do before we go any farther? If not, just remember Sunday school, 10 o'clock Sunday morning, 11 o'clock regular service. And do this. Go home. Pray for the next few days about the service Sunday. Pray that God will give you something to do, because you might be in need talked about. So, anybody else got anything before we be dismissed? If not, we'll just stand up, shake hands with each other, and we'll be at liberty to go.